Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, April 8th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. On Thursday night, a new earthquake struck the country of Japan. The quake emanated off Japan's eastern coast about 60 miles from Sendai and 90 miles from Fukushima. It was about 215 miles from Tokyo, where buildings shook for about 1 minute. Initially, a tsunami warning was issued, but then lifted. Council 38 President Rick Gonzalez, who is in attendance at the spring MEC meeting, reports that all members are accounted for and safe. Immediately after the initial disaster, when the U.S. State Department issued a non-essential travel advisory to Japan, AFA Air Safety, Health, and Security went into action to identify every safety precaution available be made available to our flight attendants. One such measure was the issuance and distribution of radiation dosimeters, so each flight into Japan with AFA-represented flight attendants, as well as those living in the area, could monitor potential radiation exposure. 56 dosimeters were distributed by AFA to those locations where flights are scheduled to Japan, as well as to those based in Narita. All readings so far have indicated completely normal, expected background radiation exposure levels. This applies for both flights to and from Japan, as well as on the ground in Tokyo. As we have since the first moments of the original earthquake, our first priority is to always immediately ascertain the safety and health of our members. In addition to deploying the dosimeters, we have also coordinated throughout this process to take care of our members who could be impacted by the evolving situation. AFA remains committed to the protection and safety of our flying partners. On Monday, United Flight 497, leaving Louis Armstrong International Airport in New Orleans with a destination of San Francisco, had to return to the airport just minutes after takeoff. Initial reports indicate that there were indications of smoke on the flight deck, resulting in the pilots declaring an emergency. The flight returned to the field, where the plane skidded off the runway, and the Chicago-based flight attendants initiated an evacuation. As safety professionals, these flight attendants safely evacuated all 106 passengers and responded with the extraordinary situational awareness that we are all trained to call upon in an emergency. AFA requested and was granted party status for the NTSB Survival Factors Group looking into the evacuation of this flight. The AFA Safety, Health, and Security Representative works alongside other industry experts, aircraft manufacturers, the FAA, airport representatives, and many others to identify key components of accident survivability, cabin safety, and emergency equipment and procedures. Our Safety, Health, and Security Chairperson and Vice Chairpersons are qualified to work with the NTSB Accident Incident Investigation Teams. Several local council SHS are also qualified in this capacity. Our long-standing history in the industry as safety professionals has paved the way to build a mutually beneficial relationship with many agencies in the airline industry related to safety. These relationships are the product of many years of work and dedication to the betterment of the flight attendant profession and our continued advocacy for safety. Programs such as this, OSAP, and EAP are just a few of the ways we make sure none of us are ever alone when facing an emergency or difficult situation. AFA would like to congratulate the crew of 497 on a job well done in the face of unforeseen challenges and responding with quick thinking and professionalism in the line of duty. The United Master Executive Council MEC meeting is underway at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Day one of the meeting included reports from the MEC President, Vice President, and Secretary Treasurer's reports, and summaries of the work of the MEC will be available on our website shortly. Officer reports included the National Mediations Board affirmation of our petition for determination of single carrier status at United, as well as an update on the most recent earthquake in Japan. Greg reported that in large part due to the advocacy of AFA, management has dropped their opposition to a single methodology profit-sharing distribution. Management has agreed to allow individuals to have a choice in directing future payment distributions, such as cash or 401k. Implementation is now a matter of resolving technical issues. However, it is anticipated these technical issues will be resolved before the next payout. Your local council leadership heard from many of you that having a choice in the method of distribution was a high priority. Hearing you, AFA acted on our behalf to achieve this option with management without having to sacrifice anything associated with profit sharing or any other component of our contract. Our collective success will provide flexibility and increased options for our entire membership. MEC Vice President Linda Farrow's report included a reminder that Section 21A3F of our current contract provides for hardship returns from voluntary furlough. If you are currently on furlough and would like information on a hardship return, please contact your local council for assistance and follow-up. The MEC Negotiating Committee presented a comprehensive update to the MEC, the details of which will be available in our next regular quarterly edition of the Negotiations and You. This will be mailed to your home later this month. The second day of the meeting, the MEC conducted elections for MEC officers and most committee chairpersons and members. Voting results are available on our website. For the benefit of those flight attendants who have not already enrolled in coverage for the Aflac CAIC insurance plans and wish to do so, we have reached agreement to extend the open enrollment period. The enrollment site will close on Friday to process the applications for those who have signed up for coverage. These flight attendants will have a May 1st, 2011 effective date for their policies. The site will reopen on Monday, April 11th, 2011 for any flight attendant who did not enroll before April 8th and will remain open to May 6th, 2011. Flight attendants who enroll between April 11th and May 6th, 2011 will have a June 1st, 2011 effective date for their policies. The same guaranteed issue and rates will apply to those who enroll during this extended open enrollment. Additional information and commonly asked questions and answers updated on the 5th of this month are available about this plan on the enrollment website. The National Airline Quality Rating, AQR, is a statistical study of major airline performance in the United States conducted in a joint effort by professors at Wichita State and Purdue Universities. The AQR was developed and first announced in early 1991 as an objective method of comparing airline quality on combined multiple performance criteria. In this year's report, United Airlines improved their on-time arrival performance as well as their mishandled baggage rate. Performance regarding denied boarding remained largely unchanged. However, a higher customer complaint rate compared to last year is noted. Additional details and statistics, including how United compares with other airlines, as well as the full 2010 report available for download, are available on our website. As we've reported to you, flight attendant representatives and our professional staff will be traveling throughout the system to conduct your AFA meetings. These meetings will provide a platform to listen to you, answer your questions, and to share more information with you about the benefits of AFA membership. You will also have an opportunity to learn more about the upcoming representation election and affirm AFA as the right choice for election for flight attendants. A schedule has been established through April to visit Washington, D.C., Chicago, Houston, Newark, Denver, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. More meetings will be scheduled soon for Boston, Cleveland, Frankfurt, Guam, Hong Kong, Honolulu, JFK, Las Vegas, Heathrow, Narita, and Seattle. Additional meetings for those other locations will be added shortly. In addition, we will be holding a live webcast on May 4th, 2011 for flight attendants anywhere in the world and around the system to learn more about AFA and ask questions. Additional details and information are available on our website. The Association of Flight Attendants is our union. It's a union of, by, and for flight attendants. We look forward to meeting you on the road. As the representation election process continues to move forward, there is a limited time period remaining to update your address information on file with United. In as little as 14 days from now, the National Mediation Board could request United's flight attendant address list in order to initiate the next process involving balloting. To ensure you receive your ballot at your correct address, we encourage you to verify and update your mailing address with United Airlines, if necessary. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.